You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a cold Monday morning. Terry says there will be a celebration of life for Coach Race on Friday, May 30th at Black Sheep. Tributes at 6:30. Terry, I didn't know that. I had just seen that private whatever. So thank you very much. I will definitely try to be there. Thank you very much. Dale was such a great friend of mine. I mean, I remember he's the kind of guy, you know, he's a head coach, Hall of Fame head coach, you know, great coach at Green Bay. Players loved him. And I remember one time a hospital in Manitowoc was putting together a 3-on-3 tournament, kind of whatever. And I asked him, would you help at all with him? He came down and ref the games.
Wow. That's cool.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's the kind of guy he was right there. All right. We're with two of our favorite people, Brett Jansen and Beckett K. Pickleball for a cause was held over the weekend.
Pickleball for a purpose.
Got it.
Oh, purpose. I'm sorry. For a cause, it was a purpose.
Well, it was a good cause.
But we're going to screw up Todd.
It was
sorry. Wow,
Todd had a rough weekend. He was eating Caribbean food and drinking rum all weekend.
Todd, in your defense, they came in and told us it's pickleball for a purpose. I crossed it out on my sheet and wrote purpose. John? Okay. Anyway.
Wow,
you had a successful event.
Todd, that was an angry bell.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes there's a ping. And there's a
right.
Bang, bang, bang.
It's a happy bell. Yeah. Yeah, that was an angry bell. So we talked about this last week, that you guys were putting on kind of a first-time event, pickleball for a purpose, to raise money. So tell us about how it went.
Yeah.
And welcome.
Thank you.
Yes,
appreciate it.
Absolutely. Welcome, welcome.
This time we gave the overview on Thursday, and
yep.
Now we're on the other side of it and happy to join my buddy Bex here. He's a big pickleball guy, so we're growing a lot and, you know, trying to get exposure to different markets, different types of people, because that's kind of my heart in all of this, is to make pickleball accessible. You know, it's a healthy sport because you get the community aspect of it.
Right.
You have the socialization. You know, research says, Mayo Clinic came out and said your life expectancy is 7 years longer if you play a racket sport, because it, you know, your cerebellums, your coordination center of your brain. Yeah, there's research behind this, because it's like,
wow.
Helps
did
with
they
your,
really
your balance, your
did
your
they specify racket?
Yeah, any racket sport. So
really?
Ping pong, tennis, pickleball, up and coming sport.
Would you call my golf club a racket?
That's a stretch.
I just stole Beck's racket now.
Yes.
That's a paddle. Just remember, that's
a
paddle.
Right. I'm going to go hit it against the school wall. Remember you do that with your kid playing against the school walls?
Yeah.
How'd it go, Bex?
It was very good interviewing AJ. Yeah, very fun. I feel like I asked some good questions. Meeting him for the third time, so I knew some stuff about him. Pickleball went good. I didn't have my best day ever, but I didn't have my worst. It was pretty good. Yeah, I feel like everything, they had food trucks. I attracted a lot of people. Even though there was a storm, it still worked out pretty well. I think it went very good.
Great.
And just to remind our audience, Beckett is a 10, 11? How old are you?
10. I'm about to be 10 and a half.
Yeah, 10 and a half. Yeah, but at Da Vinci, and has started a podcast a year and a half ago?
Okay. Coming up on it.
And you've interviewed Mark Murphy, John Mino, you've interviewed some sports figures, and A.J. Dillon. You guys kind of became friends in that first interview, Bill Jarts. So where did the money go? Why was A.J. Dillon there?
Because, like, the main, like, sponsor of the night was the Dillon Family Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm correct, the money went to the Dillon Family
Foundation.
It did.
Yeah. It did.
Okay.
Do you know what the Dillon Foundation... what their mission is?
They help kids with like insecurity and give them food.
Yep. That's a great foundation. So yeah, we need to support that. And that was nice of you guys to do this pickleball tournament and make them the recipient.
Did you work out with AJ afterwards in the weight room?
No, I probably couldn't lift like a 1 pound weight.
That'd be interesting just to watch what he lifts, wouldn't it? Because he is just, you got to stand next to him to realize he is a solid big man.
He can probably lift more with his quads than with his arms.
Yeah, it's incredible what that man is.
tell them about, Bex, you were talking about the quad size and him versus Saquon, and they talked about their game in London because they actually did the measurement circumference.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Tape measure.
Yeah.
And you don't.
So, like, 2022 in London, it was the Packers versus the Giants in London, like I said. And it was Saquon versus A.J. Dillon, like, arguably the two biggest quads. Most people thought it was Saquon, but after the game, they went to the locker room and measured the
circumference.
The circumference of their quads, and AJ's was bigger.
Huh?
And he came out as the king of quads.
Love it.
I wonder, Jim and John, which one of you would be the king of quads?
Me.
In this studio? Yeah, you think so?
Not even a question.
Wouldn't even do the measurement. I would forfeit just, that.
Yeah. Me.
That's when we have our regatta. It's my quads that are going to make the difference.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It is. They are. So pickleball has become such a popular thing, and it's still a precipice. How big do you see this sport coming?
Yeah, I don't see it stopping. This is, people say, is it just the next racquetball? Is it going to kind of come and go? And, you know, the way the market's going, which is how accessible it is, how people can play at all the different age brackets, that there's tournaments all the time. We had another charity event the next day for the Down Syndrome Association of Wisconsin.
Oh, great. Oh, good.
That was Saturday, very well attended. That, we've had a lot of high-level players come through, but, you know, more of these beginner tournaments are coming out, beginner leagues, now that we have these indoor facilities, because it usually was just a public court, first come, first serve,
right.
But now with Pickleball Kingdom coming to Appleton, the Pickler in Green Bay, you can reserve a court, you can get lessons, you can drill, they have ball machines that help you practice, coaches, so.
You can, also, you can get, like, this monthly, like, family plan, like a single plan, like a junior plan. So, yeah, they have a lot of stuff. You can get memberships all year round. And I feel like parks should start making more pickleball courts. Most of them do, but just pickleball as a sport is accessible for everybody, like Brett said. Yeah, so you can do a lot of stuff with pickleball. There's a lot of cool plans that you can get.
You know what I'm really surprised at? Because when reading about some of these tournaments where it's like, okay, your level is, I don't know, D1 or whatever, just okay. It doesn't seem like it's been around that long that it would be so organized, to rate everybody
handicaps.
Like that. But they, handicaps, what they have, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with technology now, there's an app on my phone that, like we talked about on Thursday, the Dynamic Universal Pickleball Rating, acronyms DUPER, where it's like, and it's pretty accurate too, because you put in the score of each game. It's not just who won or lost. It's like if Bex and I were playing John and Jim, we would put, you know, our rating in, and then if we won 11-9, we'd put that in. It's like, oh, it was close, so it won't really affect our scores that much. But if we pickle you, or if the score is 11-1, well, that's going to affect the rating more. It'll drop you down, build us up. So maybe you play in tournaments, you play in different cities. So it's just like, well, the Appleton market's really good. Let's have these Appleton players play the Green Bay players, play the Milwaukee players. How do we stack up versus the pros?
Do you have to be 18 to have that app?
That's a good question, Bex. We can look into that.
How good are
I don't think you are. I've seen kids get the app and get rated.
How good are some of these players at this young age?
Good.
Yeah.
Like, they can beat adults? Is there, tell me, I've seen it play, I have actually played it. Is there a niche? Because old people, not old, but people who are a little bit older play this, unlike maybe racquetball. Of course, they play racquetball too. Who are you drawn to these things?
Well, yeah, the kitchen is the great equalizer. That's what they call the space in between the net and that first line, because you can't just go up to the net and whack it. So these older players, that
you
don't
said
move
you can't
well.
Have someone really tall person just stand in front of the net, right? Just,
exactly. And if a good player, even if they're advanced in age, they don't move as well. If they have good shot placement and they can keep it away from these quicker, faster, more athletic players, you know, that's what's awesome. Because like Donald Driver talked about it in his interview, it's like, you know, he stepped onto the court, you know, Dancing with a Star champion, you know, Super Bowl champion, super athletic, super fast. He gets out there with these, you know, 60, 70-year-old women, they kick his butt. It's like...
Really?
Yeah, because if you don't understand the placement, this where to stand, it's like they can definitely figure out
a
strategy.
I would pay to watch that.
That would be fun.
June 7th, Donald Driver's coming to Green Bay. He's doing a charity tournament at the in De Pere. I think it's called the Racquet Club Tennis Facility, but they've converted into pickleball as well.
Wow, this is cool.
That's cool. Wow.
I hope this doesn't turn out to be like what racquetball was. Because like in the early 80s, every racquetball, that was the thing, remember?
Racquetball.
And then it just kind of faded away for some reason.
What? Has it?
I think so. Don't you? Do you think so?
I do. I mean, yeah. I wasn't around in the 80s, but no, that's from what I've heard, it was very, very big.
Very popular. You couldn't get a court with the rise.
I remember we'd get out. We'd have to play when I was in Tucson, and we'd do the 10 o'clock sports or 10 o'clock news, and me and the guy would go to the health club at the time. Remember, they'd always have those health clubs that have a juice bar and all these, and they'd have the first saunas and things like that. And we would be playing at 11 o'clock at night because that's the only time we could get a court.
So have they converted those?
I think some of them, they built them that way for racquetball. They thought racquetball was just this
What I'm
huge.
Saying is, are they still there? Or have they converted them into something else? That's a good point. I will call it wide figure.
That's a good point. So let's put it this way. It was the Vic Tanney era. Remember Vic Tanney? Yeah. Remember Vic Tanney? You don't remember Vic Tanney.
He wasn't even born then.
Beck, you remember Vic Tanney?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Todd, you remember Vic Tanney?
I absolutely. That gets a bell.
I think that's where I got I'm not going to say it.
One of the things that Brett said earlier that I kind of latched onto, and both of you just didn't hear it apparently, was he mentioned, hey, if me and Beckett played John and Jim, and I'm thinking, that could be kind of interesting.
Is there a handicap, though, if we only have three working hips between the two of us?
We don't have, right.
Your hip works just fine.
We don't have the app. So we have to get that, get our handicap.
The cell comes down, so we can't get that. Man.
I watch out. We're right there, too. Brett's very good.
Brett's very good.
Like, he'll, like an under-the-leg shot.
Nobody likes a breaker.
All right, we'll take care of that.
The tweener, I thought it was pretty cool. Then, you know, AJ steps out there, and he's hitting him between the legs. It's like you think, because he's just learning pickleball. He's played a couple times, but still learning their rules, but... You just think he's a mere mortal, then the ball's going over his head. You see him jump up 5 feet in the air. It's like, same thing as Kraft. When he shows up there, it's like he just walks up to the fence.
The athleticism is a little different.
But pickleball in the kitchen, it's a great equalizer. That's what's fun about it. It's like, you can take this super athletic guy and humble him a little bit. So
I like it.
It's cool to watch.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to taking it up this summer. I really am.
Yeah, we'll get you out there. Pickleball Kingdom's the spot. I mean, there's free courts everywhere. So if you're just looking to learn the game, Rocky Canning's, his son's a teenager. He's like 13. He's awesome. We had him playing against AJ and other high-level players, and they can compete at that level, too, even at a young age.
2 minutes to go. What is a quality that when person picks it up for the first time, if they've done this, chances are they're going to pick it up quick? And is it just tennis, or is it badminton? What is it?
Any racket sport. I would say some people have the coordination gene, some people don't. But even if you don't, it's fun too, because then you jump on the court with people who aren't coordinated, and we can adapt pickleball too. You can shrink the court a little bit. You can play mini games. And
okay, I didn't say I wasn't coordinated. I don't know where that came from.
just eyeing you up. Hey, you're using that to help charities, and we talk about charities a lot on this program because that's how they get their money. The government's not going to fund them. What else do you have coming up there that we could keep an eye on?
Yeah, so a lot of the inspiration for this tournament came from Mary Beth Nienhaus. She's a big name in the Appleton community,
She was one of my dear friends.
Yeah, so she, Tallulah Park in Appleton, that's where it all started. Beautiful outdoor pickleball courts, lights, state-of-the-art, fences. And
what do you have going on your next fundraiser?
So I'm hoping to do pickleball for a purpose again next year. The plan is to benefit the Dillon Family Foundation again. Obviously, a lot of stuff's up on the air to get AJ to commit to a weekend. We can't guarantee that yet, but that's what we're working towards. But, just promoting good purposes and getting the community out, that's the goal.
It'd be great if your sport could get that reputation, too, of, doing more than being athletic, but giving back to the community, because that's what we need both. We need healthy people. We need people to socialize, like you just said, and live another 7 years.
And there are some very coordinated people with artificial hips.
There is.
I've read a study on that. Yeah. It helps balance a
Not
person
in this
out.
Room.
It really does. It helps. Because I had one leg shorter than the other. That's a long story.
Oh, my gosh.
Not that long.
So when I get my rating, you got to consider those things.
Okay.
All right. Beck's great having you here. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Brett, great work. And keep us informed on the driver thing, too, would you?
Will do.
All right. Vanessa Moran, Feed My Starving Children, coming on. Back after us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Special thanks, Brett Jansen, Beckett Kay, Pickleball for a Purpose. which is awesome. $35,000 roughly brought in. That's great, man. This is a great, I'm not even joking about this. I want to take this sport up.
I would love to see you guys play Brett and Beckett.
I really want to do this. I do too. I do too. Me and Beckett against Jim. I think it'd be fun. I really and truly want to try this. I got to, like, are you still at Western?
Yes.
Do they have courts there?
No, we go to tennis club.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I know at where I go.
Although they may have taken those tennis courts upstairs and converted them. I've been up there for a while. I don't say that, but I know that there's a lot of...
the Croc Center. That's what I'm saying. They got that huge gym, and they, like, pull the curtain across, and, like, people can still play basketball or play the pickleball.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they've done something. I don't know that. But the, you know, the tennis club right on Riverside.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot of pickleball.
Oh, okay. Pickleball. Cool. I mean, so many people can play it. It's so much easier, it seems like, than tennis. Because let's be honest, with tennis, 90% of the time, you're running around to pick up the ball. Do you know what I mean?
It's such a large court.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You spend 10 times more time running over to pick up the balls than you do actually hitting the balls.
Yeah.
If you're a good tennis player, that probably doesn't happen. But if you're not a good tennis
bowling.
Player, that's how you do it. We got Vanessa Moran coming up, Feed My Starving Children. We got Kathy coming up from Salute to Service event for Houses of Honor, which is a really, really great entity. And that's where our Don Hudson photo, I'm going to be auctioning that off at their benefit.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's going to go for them. And then Veterans Village, we got Don Carper coming here from Veterans Village. Talked about Rocky Blyer. We were so lucky when I was at Veterans Village that Rocky agreed to come and do a golf tournament for us. Well, it's beyond that. Now, right, there's actually, I don't know if they're still having it. I'll find out from Don. But as we were talking, as Brett was talking about Mary Jane, she started a pickleball tournament down there, an outdoor one as well for the village.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky comes there. He's got a bourbon line now that he has a get together the night before and everything. So it's a really cool thing. So if people want to meet Rocky Blyer, who is one of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet, for his status, he says he's still an Appleton kid at heart.
Right.
So we're gonna be talking about that when Rocky comes to town.
We'll get the information on that when he comes here. All right. Cool.
Yep. Coming first week of June. So when that'll start.
So I just want to really mention really quickly, we are part of the Bike Osh
thing in Oshkosh. Tell me about that yesterday.
We had over 80 bikers stop by the WISS studios to get their stamp.
Awesome.
And got a chance to talk to some of them. It's great because the kids from the school actually kind of organized this thing. So we had a couple of students there in our lobby, and they were stamping people's stuff and giving them directions to the next stop and all that kind of stuff.
And a couple of years ago, Tyrese Halliburton, who's now an NBA All-Star, was one of the kids doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that cool?
That was great. We did that till noon, and then we took a drive up to the Payne Arts Center in Oshkosh. They had their spring event going
right
there. That was
you got a lot in.
It was rainy and cold out there, and then drove up, got to Area 509 a little early. I think we were the first group there.
It's all right.
So that I could
tell
everybody
who 509 is.
Well, that, of course, is Reggie and his family up there running that great restaurant in Appleton. They've got Caribbean Taste, the food truck, and also Busted Spud. It was a lot of fun. It was a little cool out at times, right? But
did he have the fires going? He said he's got the fire pits going.
He had fires going, absolutely. Illuminati, the band, were performing out there starting at 2 o'clock. Sat back, had some beers, ate some Caribbean food, and left there a little tipsy.
Time to go home.
I wasn't driving, so that's okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right,
nice. Boy, good weekend with you guys.
Yeah,
and
had a lot of fun.
In Green Bay, you had a lot going on, Appleton and Oshkosh, Green Bay. We had Tarl Knight on here one time, and he was talking about an event he put together. So he went to 9 parks in Green Bay on Sunday, donated a piano. Remember that? He was talking about that?
Keys to the city.
Keys to the city.
Yep.
The people came and painted the piano, and while they were painting, he provided entertainment.
That's awesome.
It was great. And we went to one of the parks, but I saw him yesterday. He goes, I got to get going. I got to go to these other parks. But yeah, it's just... You got to look for some of these things. I mean, they're not on TV and they're on our show, but there's always something to do. There's just no reason to do nothing.
I mean, no question. I mean, and it's just, you got to look for it because there's so much going on that sometimes something will overshadow something else.
But yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. How do you get the word out? And if you're not on Facebook, you know, you got to look a little harder or your friend has to call you, which is,
Yeah. But a lot going on.
A lot going on.
And a lot of people that devote their lives basically to helping others.
Right. And nobody's making any money. The money goes, like you said, to the park systems or to the more events that are coming up. And he's got a great lineup. We're going to get him back on here. He's got some unbelievable things he's got cooking for that whole shipyard district. So
it's amazing to me.
I love it.
Our communities that we come together for this stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what's cool. You see people you haven't seen for a while.
Right.
You meet new people from all walks of life. Because, you know, everybody's interested in music and food and whatever. It was just a great weekend for
I think it'd be so awesome if that shipyard district there with Broadway, with South Broadway, if that turned into a cool, funky kind of place.
Oh, that's the plan.
I would love it.
And it's sure got the potential.
It's got the potential. But things take time, and quite honestly, they cost money. So
I know, but just such a blighted space for so many years.
And that's what makes it even cooler.
And that's what makes it cooler. It's more gritty.
Right. And then communities have done that. I mean, it's not, you know, breaking news, but you look at Baltimore, what they did, some of the worst rundown areas.
Detroit.
And now it's like the place to go, and it's where just the cool people hang out.
Where Fort Field is right
now?
Yeah,
right.
20 years ago?
Yeah, right.
You ain't walking around there.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think they're really onto something there. And we need to, he's got events coming up. That's what I want to talk about when we get him on here, about things that are going on there this summer. So, yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff going on.
And you know what?
All over.
Young energy. Ambition, ideas, all those things, man. There's a place for that.
And now we can sit back and just be the old guys who enjoy it.
Right. Send him a check. Yeah, good. Good job, boy.
We're sort of give him advice.
Yeah, well, that's what give him advice.
We're going to tell him how it needs to be done.
There you go.
Right. Let me tell you what I would do about this, Tarl. Vanessa Moran joining us next. Back after this.
Someday you'll pay the price.
Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here in a chilly Monday morning, 40 degrees in Green Bay, 41 in Hampton, 41 in Oshkosh. Forecast mix of clouds and sun. Breezy, high in the mid to upper 50s. We got Vanessa Moran.
Hello.
In the house. That was like the French pronunciation.
Yeah, Moran. I kind of liked it.
Vanessa Moran.
It makes my very plain name sound extremely exotic.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Thank you for that addition.
That's what I do.
That's a great way to start a Monday morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, by the way, I don't see him. When I was here last night, I was digging out empty cans. So cleaning people must have been here, put them in the bag.
I'll take them. Okay, we got a few collection months cans left. Right out there.
I dug through the thing for her last night.
You dug in the trash just for me?
Well, see what else
was looking, he was looking for other stuff, too. Don't, it wasn't all you.
Okay, can I ask you guys
what did you throw
some?
Away?
Let me ask you guys something. If you lived in a place, like I live in this place.
Yeah.
Okay.
I by the way, I do live in a place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
The answer is going to be no, but okay, go ahead. I know
my
answer
is going to be yes. I know what he's going to ask, too.
Okay, go ahead.
Keep going. I'm with you.
If there's like a community room,
mm-hmm.
a community room, okay?
I dig.
Okay. And there's, you know, a little kitchen kind of thing and a refrigerator.
Right.
Do you think the stuff in the refrigerator is fair game for anybody?
No.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going with this. Normally I can read your mind, but no, I would definitely say a hard maybe.
Okay, great. Thank you. Because people, they've all got their own apartments. They all got their own refrigerators. And I think it might be one of those things where if people got more stuff, or if they're moving, if they're leaving and they're moving, and they would put it in there.
No, the only thing I think would be fair game if it's like it was catered and you can just tell it's got that plastic thing over and there's vegetables and that. I think that would be okay. But if it's somebody's, I don't know. No, I would say no.
But
I would say no.
I wouldn't need it.
Really?
No. See, what I thought he was going to ask
is would you dig for the cans?
No, well, no.
I did that for you.
No, Vanessa, what I thought he was going to ask is because he lives in, I was thinking more of a hotel, but if you walked by a room and the tray was outside with food on.
Oh.
Like, if it wasn't touched. You know how sometimes they don't, they just like, they're in a hurry, and it's, and it's the whole sandwich. You wouldn't touch that.
I would
you,
not.
Johnny?
No.
No, that is a hard pass.
He would. Of course he
that's
would.
That's a hard pass.
He's actually taken food that they've eaten but left.
Oh, God.
I did not.
I did not do that. But if it's unopened.
I took the little ketchup bottles.
I love the little ketchup bottles.
Aren't those awesome?
Yes, the little glass ones.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Salt and pepper shakers.
You have no
idea. Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
I take those.
Yes.
Don't leave them behind. No waste.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. My mom and I went to Disney a few years ago, and I came back. I mean, Disney took my money. Trust me. Oh. But I got it back. And all the little condiments from the Continental Breakfast at Pop Studio every morning. Bags and bags. Like, I have peanut butter and jelly and all the things to last forever.
Have you ever brought your own soap and shampoo, but you still took the shampoo that was in the thing? Me too.
All the time. I always take it. That's your parting gift.
Yeah. They don't do that anymore. So
No, they don't. But I have bags, Ziploc bags. Oh, yes. They're all sorted by shampoo and conditioner and bar soap and body wash.
Oh. And sometimes put mouthwash in there too, which is good.
Yeah, that's
always good to grab that.
Yep. Yeah.
Sometimes you learn a little bit too much about somebody and it changes your whole perspective.
Right.
My OCD and my organizational abilities.
Yeah, he's judging you right now.
I know. Yeah. I can feel it. Yeah. I can feel it.
Yeah. But thank you that
almost
you and I
like
are one
I can feel
a
that stubble growing.
I know, right? Wow. Where does Vanessa Moran feed my starving children?
So you tell us about this. This is just a great, great event. We have a lot of people come on here, nonprofits, and they all got good causes, but yours is a really, really far reach.
It is. Well, it's a global. It's a global organization. So I've shared this before, and I'll share it every single time. The sad reality is 6,200 children die each and every day due to hunger-related causes.
That's mind-boggling.
I can't still, after all these years, I still can't wrap my mind around that figure.
No.
And thinking about that many children every single day gone from the face.
And it's not like an incurable
disease.
Not at all.
Right. Not at all.
It's something that can be corrected.
Absolutely. We do not have a food production issue. We have a food distribution issue. And so that's what Feed My Starving Children tries to solve. And actually, just a few weeks ago, there was the first ever mobile pack held at UWGB, my campus.
All right.
And it was amazing. So 101,000 meals packed by 276 kids.
Wow.
These kids, these college kids, these amazing students, 449, I'm sorry, that fed 276 kids for a year, 449 volunteers.
Beautiful.
In just 2 days, just 2 days, right at the Crest Event Center. It was stunning. I was there. I'm so proud of those college kids that are already starting to make a difference.
Awesome.
And I wish we would have done more on that when we were in school. It's just, it's a huge thing now. The cool kids do that.
Oh, absolutely.
We talked about Habitat Homes, then spring break, they go build them. They work with you on this Feed My Starving Children.
Yeah.
Talking about distribution, though, where does this go? We pack these meals for what, thousands
Can I just jump in and say what you just brought up something, a memory of what I was, for CCD, do you have CCD class?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
For our CCD class, I remember every time you're around Thanksgiving, I think it was, they'd collect clothes. We'd have to separate all the different clothes that would be going to missions and in Africa and everything. And I don't know how many.
Oh, no.
Tino's Bar, Rappazzini's, so-and-so. There's all these bar t-shirts people would donate.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. That's all right.
I know. Hey, and it just brought back memories of the time I was in Jamaica, and there's a little kid walking around with I got the Schlitz kicked out of me in Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
Whoa!
Oh, that's so funny.
That's
I'm sorry they didn't make you pull those shirts, but that's funny. I'm glad you shipped them.
Why not? Why not? But absolutely. No, we ship all over the place. So couple years ago, a lot of our meals went to Haiti. I'm sorry, to Haiti after the hurricane. Then a few more years ago, a lot of our meals went to Ukraine because of the start of the war. Tons of our meals go to African countries. Honestly, it's wherever it's needed. The food many times goes and becomes almost like a food nutrition, like a school nutrition program. That's what they use to feed the kids that come to these various, ad hoc schools all around and in some of the most remote locations in the whole world.
Have you been there?
I never have. I want to badly.
I thought about you when I was reading Donald Driver's book, and he went to, I think it's Kenya or Tanzania, one of the places, and the sweetest little girl, they wanted to, and she's like, no, I got to go get water. I'll be back tonight. And this girl walks 3 hours one way one pot and got her water for her family and walked 3 hours back the other way.
There's an organization here in Green Bay that drills wells.
I know.
And that's cool. I want to get them on here. We've done some work with them. The good thing about, you talk about you sending the food, it doesn't spoil. I think people may not know exactly talk about how it works.
Yeah, that's it just, doesn't spoil. But
and what Jim and I created that
right.
night.
Right, we did it.
No, besides that.
John didn't put in a hey, bag.
That'd be a perfect, like, you could tell I was here last night. Just from Hawker. She could tell I was
there.
There
crumbs.
Yeah.
Is there a trail of crumbs?
On the floor.
Do we know where you are?
Maybe.
Can we find you?
Possibly.
No, it's so simple. It honestly, and now we follow all FDA requirements. We have to wear hairnets. We have to wear gloves.
Right.
The food does get labeled with certain, like, you know, an expiration date, but it's way down the line.
Yeah.
It's just rice, soy, veggies, and then a vitamin blend. So it's all specially designed to, it was a very, very specially designed formulaic model to help fight malnutrition.
And soy is basically protein, right?
Yeah.
So you get four people standing around and you put in, two scoops of one of each.
Yeah, it's just.
And then it goes into a bag and the bag is attached to this funnel. So Mino, and I get to, she goes, well, this is your station right here. I'm like, okay, cool. So we grab the scoopers to put the stuff in. We're pouring it in. It's like, okay. And we're
working like clockwork.
Yeah, and
clockwork.
No bag. So it's all over the floor. So those. how many kids didn't eat because of Jim?
I forgot one.
How many kids? Four.
There was four kids didn't eat.
Four kids
there was a long process. I screwed up one small
the first
element.
Had I not said something, they would have all been on the floor. Thank God I said,
you know,
John, let's put the bag.
It's
got to go to bag.
Vanessa, now you know what my whole life is.
It's
my whole
picking
life,
up after him.
Basically, it's me making sure there's a bag in place
right.
for the show.
Right.
You know?
So right underneath them.
Because we can use it. We use it.
It's but so much fun.
Don't believe
it. So that's just a very cool thing that you do, feeding people around the world. And the groups that you bring in, like you said, you had these students come in from GB. It's something that people feel really good about after they volunteer.
Oh my gosh.
And there's really no skill in the volunteer.
Not at
except
all.
Remember to put the bag on.
Well,
there,
you know, Mino may be banned for life. But other than that.
I can be a supervisor. Walk around the clipboard.
Okay, all right. I like that idea. We can arrange that for this October. So
okay,
kids,
I want to hear about.
Young as five can volunteer. Absolutely no
young
skill.
Young as five.
5 years old. It is the only organization under two digits, or, you know, double digits that kids can start volunteering.
I would love to have like my granddaughters work on a project like that.
Absolutely.
And what's cool about the first time is that Vanessa does a presentation on how this works, why it works, where this started. And that's educational for these kids to hear, too. Like, wow, I didn't know we had this opportunity.
A little information goes a long way, and so that's how we kick it off. But then we get into that pack room, and it's just, we always say it's the most fun you'll ever have in a hairnet. And getting kids to volunteer as young as five really sets the stage for them as they, you know, continue to get older
and
volunteer
it.
Oh, yeah. But then they can, as they get older, you know, go ahead and get to Feeding America and get to Habitat and do all the things. But you have to be 10, 11, 12 with a lot of those other organizations, which is totally understandable. Because this is such a simple process, kids as young as five can really make a big difference.
Awesome.
I want to just underscore that one more time.
Hey, Todd, I underscore, kids as young as five can do this.
and won't screw it up.
No, I'm talking about get them started young on charity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they're going to go to the community shelter. They're going to go volunteer for the marathon. Yeah. And you want to get them started as young. And that's really, we would never allow that, right, at the community shelter.
No, you can't because of other reasons, you know, other things. And
wow.
But this one we can. So we encourage it. We want kids there. And we also want kids at the Green Bay Rockers game because they are doing something pretty phenomenal for us. They are actually hosting a game for us on Father's Day.
Wow.
Yes.
Coming up. Awesome. Coming up.
Only $15 for a ticket and $7 of every single ticket goes to Feed My Starving Children if you go ahead and buy your ticket through our QR code.
That's
link.
Huge.
All it
right.
is
That's
huge.
Great, man.
It's Father's Day.
That's super.
So a great way to celebrate. And they are welcoming us there and saying, hey, almost half, you know, half the proceeds from every ticket come to us.
Got to be honest with you, though, a little disappointed that you and him weren't handing out medals at the marathon this year.
I didn't even know
because
about
you know what?
It.
He came last year. He came back so red.
It was hot.
It was
mind-boggling. Remember that one time?
I was handing out the medals. She was giving the hugs to the kids. You had a little better gig, but
I handed out a couple medals.
You did. I'm glad that's coming back. Slows it, you know.
I am too.
With Epic, I mean, I think that could be fun. It is fun. I'm sure they had a good time.
Yeah.
They didn't run through Lambeau, of course.
No. You know,
but that's all right. It's still in that same area. Alloway, Ashwaubenon, and Green Bay.
I heard nothing but good things.
Me too.
I wish I would have known more about it, but that's, you know, in time, it'll continue to grow and the word will spread, and that's what happens.
Back up to 10,000.
Well, if Mark has his hand in things, you know it's going to be pretty much top of the line.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fantastic.
Next year, you and me, finish line.
I'll do that.
And some sunscreen.
This time. Well, but anyway, there's just
we like looking at him when he's
really
red.
Yeah, they just like teasing me.
I thought that's where you were this weekend when I walked in at first. No,
I didn't run. I didn't work it either.
Yeah,
you know. But anyway, these things take time.
Yeah.
Now you don't have a you don't have a huge problem getting volunteers, do you? I mean, it seems like that
for
place
For Feed My Starving Children?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No,
pretty packed when we were there.
I mean, how many people were there that night?
Yeah. Right?
Oh, gosh. Every pack is between 300 and 400 per session. Yeah.
And there was multiple nights.
Multiple nights, multiple sessions.
Multiple sessions
days.
During the day. That's
during
right.
The day. During the day are the hardest ones to fill.
What is?
During the
daytime.
Day,
oh,
the daytime shifts, because it's, you know, people are at work, but we encourage work groups. Like, we have dental offices that come in, and we have all kinds of, like, organizations, but mostly children during the day from schools, field trips.
I think that's fantastic.
Many companies today, and because to attract good employees, that's important to young employees. They're like, what do we do for charity? Mm-hmm. That's an interview question. Did you ask that, John, when you were?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, and they ask that, and sometimes it's so much goes to this or every, you know, they have, but
matching contributions,
but some of them
volunteer
say
days.
A day, every quarter, you get paid to go volunteer.
I would love that. And I get a day every year.
Right. There's places here, like right across the street, that do that. So.
Yeah, that's so neat. I love that. Like,
then they have all day. We get that at the shelter, and people come in. It's great to have them there during the day.
Yeah.
There's things to do every day. So,
absolutely.
I'll tell you some companies
that
do
that.
All right, take a break.
Vanessa
all right,
Moran,
we'll come back.
Feed My Starving Children, an amazing organization. We're talking more about that and about some other things that you do in the community.
Oh, jeez.
Because you don't rest. You're always moving, aren't you?
That's,
I mean, like,
that's all right.
Constantly. Back with Vanessa.
See you soon.
Right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Special thanks to Brittany Merlot, Brent Jansen, and Beckett Kay. Pickleball for a Purpose, Vanessa Moran, Feed My Starving Children. Kathy is coming up. Salute to Service Event, which is an amazing event that I'm going to be hosting for her. Don Carper coming on from Veterans Village in Appleton. Talk about the Rocky Blyer event coming up, which is really cool. But first, word for Vanessa Moran, who we have so much respect for, just because you have three times the energy of a normal person.
I do not. I feel like I'm just in the right place at the right time, and just get lucky enough to be able to help out wherever I can.
We're talking about this morning. That's great that you feel that way, but every organization needs somebody that's just a little bit more energy, a little bit more active. Like Tarl Knight, right? He does a good job at the Tarleton and with the Shipyard District. I mean, it's going to happen, and there's a lot of volunteers, but he's kind of out there in front.
It's called get it done, people.
Right. People like
that's
you, and that helps get volunteers, too.
Yeah. I'm a very small part of a very big organization, and we have a great group of people. And I really do just feel lucky enough that I get to be in this role. Honestly, the very first time I had a media interview regarding Feed My Starving Children, you would have seen, honestly, a white piece of paper and me shaking like a leaf with another volunteer sitting by my side saying, breathe, just breathe. Wow. And I was just so nervous because I had never been in this kind of role. I was great speaking in front of, you know, 8 and 9 year olds, but it took a long time to get comfortable being able to come in and just say, let's just talk. And now, you know, that's, I hope, feels like maybe more of a skill set of mine. But the thing that makes it easy is when you're passionate about something, it's easy to talk about something and promote something. So passion is where it has to start. And then from, you know, everything else from there can be taught.
And there's, I think sometimes people have to look for that. They're passionate people, like, let's say in general, but to find something they want to do. And there's so much out there.
There
you know,
is.
There's like,
yeah.
We talk about, everybody knows someone maybe who suffered with breast cancer, with Alzheimer's.
My mom, mm-hmm.
But this is like, does that concern you that 6,200 kids are dying every day?
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm just saying, I think it does everybody.
Yeah.
But that's an option to come and volunteer and work with your group.
Yeah.
So I just think people need, and there's some studies, not to get into that, but if you're part of a social organization, you're going to live a healthier life, you know? And that's just, it's important selfishly a little bit, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, here's what I think about. There's so many great causes, and and you are the same way. We volunteered a lot of the same things, whether it's, you know, Habitat or, you know, Feeding America or Feed My Starving Children or American Red Cross or you name it, right? Mm-hmm. I've done, the shelters, whatever it happens to be. And a lot of times you see the same people always volunteering, you know, in different capacities and different roles. And that's great. But I always think there's so many more people. And I know time is a huge factor, and we don't all have it.
Well, yours is kind of nice in that, you know, it's just a commitment. If you're just going to do the food packet, I mean, there's other things people can do, but that's only a time commitment of like 5 hours.
Not even two. Two hours. Yeah. Yeah. Just a quick shift, you know, from 7 to 9 or from 4 to 6 or whatever. Yeah. A few hours, and it makes such a difference. It'll change your whole perspective.
Yeah.
It truly will. You'll be grateful every time you sit down with a meal.
And
sorry to leave, but I was trying to find our bag of cans that we've been saving for But our guy put them someplace else.
We will find them. All right. We will find them. We'll dig.
The same holds true. I think some people don't want to. Are hesitant to volunteer because of the time commitment. But if somebody wants to serve a meal, and you've done that as well at the shelter, I mean, it's hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah,
it's,
we just did that over spring break. Brought my kids, and we went to Freedom House and served a meal.
Yeah. Awesome.
Just the kids.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's cool.
Vanessa, tell me about what you're doing, your real job.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll get to that.
Well, I do a lot of things. So I'm a university development counselor with with Grand Canyon University, which is a nationwide program for students, but there's also a ground campus out in Phoenix, Arizona. I am the director of administration and business development with Wisconsin Association of Health Plans, so that's also another full-time role. I am also a lead evaluator with an organization called Cognia that does school accreditation services, so that's another full-time role.
Tell me about that Cognia. How does that work?
When schools get accredited, someone has to go in and make that determination, so I'm the one that works with the schools throughout the period of a year and a half.
I
do a lot of data collection, interviews with the school team, the administrative team, the superintendent team, school boards, parents, students, etc. Sometimes I go on site and then basically do a really a deep dive into the data, make my analysis, synthesize all the information, write a report, and decide whether or not they get accredited or not. So it's a big
I do that too.
so those are my my paid positions, but I'm also serve as an ambassador with the Green Bay Area Chamber of Commerce, which is, I wear the green jackets. I absolutely love it. It's so great to welcome new businesses to the community. I'm also on the school board in the Howard Suamico School District. I'm the media chair for Feed My Starving Children. I also am the founder of an organization called 2 Miles for Autism, in addition to serving as a professor at UW Green Bay.
John, find her something to do. Find her some. No, we just.
And a whole bunch of money. Are you okay?
Thank you for depressing me and Johnny today.
Absolutely. John's, we couldn't feel less worthy.
Right. John's giving a talk this weekend, and I try and do some things, but it's just great to have people like you. And I think people need to, that part of your job is to tell people that those are all available, and people need to know, because you don't know what you don't know, right? And
I think that's... Yes. None of these... So currently, all of the roles that I serve in never applied for, from paid position-wise. It was just all things that came. And I'll never forget, a very wise superintendent friend of mine said, the best job you'll ever have are the ones that you don't apply for. And I found that to be so true, because I just thought I was on this very linear career path, and then all of a sudden that all changed. And you just don't know when it's going to. And what I've learned is just not to say no.
Awesome.
Which can be problematic in some ways.
Who was it? Somebody else was here and gave that advice. Was it Dennis from the Glam Band about advice to young musicians? Yeah, Todd, is that what it was? Where it's like,
I'm not sure.
Don't try
don't
out.
Say
or
no.
Just, yeah, just,
no, it's
yeah,
like, don't say no.
Don't say
yeah.
no. Don't say
right,
no.
Right. Well, yeah. we only got, you know, $20 to pay you or whatever.
Don't
take the gig.
Yeah.
Take the gig.
Take
the
gig.
Because you never know.
It was one of those two guys that.
Yes. Well, this is great having you here, Vanessa. God bless you for all you do for our community, man.
Yes.
It's like incredible.
And we hope to see you guys at the Rockers game. Father's Day.
Oh, Father's
awesome.
Day. That'll be there.
June 15th.
All right.
Can't wait to
little
see you.
Disappointing you didn't mention one thing.
Where do you get the tickets?
You're also a part-time fill-in co-host on Mino and the Mayor.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Where do we get the tickets?
I'll put the link right out there on our Feed My Starving Children Facebook page.
You're awesome. Vanessa Moran.
Have a great day.
You're the best. Back with Kathy. Salute to service. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.